Every town and village in Cork is made up of its own biodiversity. That is, the variety of animals, bugs, flora, fauna, and even fungi that call it home. All of these work together to create an ecosystem. Therefore, the biodiversity in Ballydehob may differ from, say, Donegal. Ballydehob has a biodiversity action plan in the pipelines to make it a friendly place for wildlife and flora to flourish. The Ballydonuts are a local group who, collaborating with the Cork Nature Network, kickstarted their plan following fears around the dredging and water quality of a local estuary. Development Director at the Cork Nature Network is Maggie McCulgan.
The local group are the Ballydonuts. They really spearheaded this project. And it came about twofold with concerns about the estuary area. There has been some issues with wastewater treatment, and also it is slated to be dredged in the near future. And so there was some concerns about the biodiversity in the area and what local groups could do to make sure that biodiversity was kept at the forefront during those projects. You know, I think for too long, humans kind of considered themselves separate from nature, but we really are a part of it and have a responsibility to protect it for future generations. And, you know, really our survival as a species depends on that.
The Ballydonuts have set out a plan looking at biodiversity across the board to keep rivers and streams clean, to creating habitats for wildlife and planting trees and greenery for the bugs and bees.
We've already created a number of task force. There's a group that's working on tree planting and green spaces. There's a group working on, of course, the wastewater treatment plans. There's a group working on the freshwater sites and the rivers and the streams. And then another group that is doing a link with all of our incredibly talented artists and community festival groups to make it really, to showcase some community art projects to highlight the importance of water quality and the citizen science projects that we've been doing to get involved, the schools involved as well.
To get an idea of what wildlife called the town home, surveys were carried out, which found a variety of birds, an abundance of butterflies, and over 700 bugs. So the Ballydonuts are helping to create healthy habitats just for them.
The Birdwatch folks were very excited about the number of coastal birds that make their home and are successful in the estuary area. We have identified possible actions would be to include an osprey platform, swift boxes around the village, and then also a sand martin wall, which is something that's being developed right now, which is really exciting. In terms of the invertebrate survey, there were, I think, 797 individual recordings, which was great. This was, you know, few species can actually live in mud flats due to the lack of oxygen. But those that do build up in the rich sediment there and then attract a lot of the wading birds. So great news for the birds in the estuary area. And in terms of the butterflies, there was, you know, ringlet, meadow brown, gatekeeper, speckled wood, common blue, holly blue, a number of a very interesting and exciting butterflies to be found in the area as well.
The estuary in the town is also under threat as it's being contaminated by waste. It's what encouraged the biodiversity plan for the water to remain clean for shellfish and other creatures.
Currently, where the wastewater treatment is, you know, wastewater is just, it's only receiving a primary treatment. So it's just a simple septic tank. And that has a design for a capacity of about 700 people and is, you know, which is woefully inadequate for the village currently. And I think the plan to develop a new one is really only taking into an account an increase of a couple of hundred more residents, which we find is inadequate as well. So there are shellfish designated areas in the bay, and so that we are really pushing for a tertiary treatment plant so that the wastewater is not affecting the wildlife there.
For anyone who would like to get a biodiversity plan in place for their town or village, you can contact your local Tidy Towns or the Cork Nature Network to get kickstarted.
Cork Nature Network has a national remit, and we're always happy to help communities develop biodiversity action plans. Tidy Towns is another great resource. There is biodiversity has become more influential in the awarding system for Tidy Towns, which is really welcome. And our advice is just to keep it simple, keep it local, make sure that the actions are achievable, and really to celebrate. I think that's a big piece that's often missing when we talk about biodiversity and the climate crisis. You know, we do have a rich natural heritage in Ireland, and celebrating that when people are excited about the biodiversity in their communities, they are more likely to protect it. And so really focusing on the positives is a way to move forward.
For more information, you can visit the corknaturenetwork.ie or biodiversityireland.ie. For now, that's another episode of Ours to Protect.